We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You mean to tell me that Mahatma Gandhi couldn't shred a cover two? It's ESPN Upstate on ESPNUpstate.com and the Radio.com app. Willie P and Diesel here with you. Did you finally get it up on Twitter? The existential conversation?
Not yet. I'm working on it.
We were having a fun conversation with Matt Connolly of the state newspaper on some of the quotables that Dabo Swinney had to say here today. It's been a good day. We've talked a little Braves. We've put Baker Mayfield in a body bag. Colin Taylor's probably never going to talk to us at 6:21. Scheduled to appear, but I made sure that he, a very ardent Browns fan, heard the smashing of the Browns quarterback, and believe me, he felt the smashing last night when he watched him choke it away on Monday Night Football. Too bad, so sad, don't care. Coach K thinks the name, image, and likeness legislation's actually a good thing. Who knew? We'll talk about that and juxtapose his comments this year with what he said to me last year, when his team was underneath the kind of scrutiny that they were getting for having three high-level freshmen in Reddish, Zion, and R.J. Barrett all on the same roster, and had them all heavily scrutinized involving the potential improprieties with their particular involvement of the recruiting side of things. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Text line is open at 71307. Please put ESPN at the body of your text message and have you be a part of the program. I don't normally take much of what William Christopher Sweeney says as gospel when it comes to his talk about other teams. We hear him speak about Charlotte as being the most explosive team they've played all year. We talk about him saying that Furman is the biggest game of the year. But the one thing that he did say today that I found incredibly interesting, fascinating, and oh, by the way, as telling as anything, is that there are a lot of things to like about the players at Florida State. Yes, Willie Taggart, again, I've used every negative adjective you could possibly use about him to describe him. Adjectives and nouns that would be normally reserved for people who you would find incompetent. I've called him a buffoon. I've called him a negligent leader of men. I've said that last year when they played Clemson, they played the most undisciplined game of football that I have ever seen at the collegiate level, at least at the FBS level. And yet, despite all of that, they continue to live in a very fertile recruiting footprint. They continue to get some of the best guys you could possibly get among potential recruits. And oh, by the way, it's still Florida State. The fact is, you always hear people say things in life that say, follow the money. Follow where the money is. Florida State has a lot of endowed money put into its football program. Their facilities are impeccable. A lot of that dates back to the tradition of Bobby Bowden, furthered by Jimbo Fisher. And again, the one thing that has kind of always been the paramount thing with regards to Florida State is that they almost kind of get complacent after a while when you have people there. Bowden was complacent near the end of his career. Jimbo Fisher complacent at the end of his career at Florida State. Pruitt still trying to find his footing. But make no mistake, Florida State's still getting players. you look at the 24/7 composite, Florida State is 10th in the recruiting rankings. Clemson, yes, is first. Clemson is first. No two ways about it. And Florida State has the second highest ACC recruiting ranking among the 2020 composite. As far as last year, Florida State, they were able to bring a lot of people in. 21 commits, 9 4-stars. They didn't have a 5-star last year. But they still brought about the 19th best recruiting class in the country, right around where South Carolina was. And it's not to say that South Carolina was sitting there and actually bringing forth people who, outside of Zach Pickens, you thought could be game changers. This is a much different scenario now for Florida State that you certainly see the tide turning. I believe that Florida State will be back first. I don't believe in Michigan because I don't believe Harbaugh can get it done. I just don't. The game against Iowa was hard on the eyes last weekend. Very hard on the eyes. Tennessee is being run into the ground by a negligent individual. Jeremy Pruitt has brought in the type of football players that have questionable character that we used to talk about when it comes to the Cincinnati Bengals or the old Oakland Raiders. People with no regard for human life, including the gentleman he just dismissed and left on the team way too long after he said, quote, "We shoot cops where I come from." That's not how you build a culture. That's not how you entrust faith in a person who leads the program. And I've already told you about how I feel about the fact that he brought Bryce Thompson in. We've gone through that story over and over, and if you haven't heard about it, you know that the Colombian native has a history when it comes to having a restraining order put on him. And he had an incident that took place in the fall that somehow was made to have go away. One of the particular parts of that incident was where he said he was going to shoot up the entire school. That's the kind of players that Jeremy Pruitt brings into his football program. I don't trust that man's ability to build a program. And by the way, in addition to bringing in those types of lowlifes, he's not winning either. So it'd be one thing if you come back and say, well, yeah, but he's still winning. Yeah, he's not even winning with those lowlifes. So don't tell me that what he's doing is working. It's the reason why Tennessee is 8% on this particular deal. I don't believe in Michigan. I don't believe in Tennessee. And the people who are voting Southern Cal, look, Pete Carroll's not walking through that door. I don't think Urban Meyer's walking through that door. Because USC, Southern Cal, I should say, is looked at as a place that is poisoned. The well is poisoned there. They haven't had a competent athletic director in years. They haven't had a competent power structure in years. They haven't been relevant since Reggie Bush hoisted the Heisman. So what makes you think they're going to be back just because you think they can attract Urban Meyer? They don't even have an athletic director. They haven't hired a competent athletic director in years. What makes you think that Southern Cal all of a sudden is just going to snap its fingers and say, oh, you know, Urban Meyer, come on down. Takes two to tango, folks. I don't know if that's the job Urban Meyer wants. Really don't. Texter from the 850 says, Pruitt may be running it into the ground, but don't forget, before the Georgia linebacker took out the quarterback, Tennessee had a good game plan. They didn't like that quarterback anyway. The whole thing is just, I don't believe in Pruitt. I just don't. They were with Georgia tit for tat. I watched that game. They were not with Georgia tit for tat. Georgia had control of that game. Come on. Easy, guys. This comes from a text from the 262. When you have cool uniforms, that helps track recruits. Who's he talking about? Is he talking about Southern Cal, or is he talking about Florida State? Who's he talking about with the cool uniforms? Not sure. On the Twitter at ESPN Upstate, Tyler says none of the above will be back first. Hot take. Hot take out of you, Tyler. Thanks for participating. Appreciate. Tiger fan Clint says you should split the Southern Cal option with Urban or without Urban. JT believes Florida State, and I believe Florida State too. I think Florida State, and I know that the Diesel hates these discussions because, and there's a reason why I left Texas out. Because Texas gets its opportunity this week with Oklahoma.
Texas is back every year without being back, so.
Exactly. I do not need another Texas. I need another Texas is back discussion like I need a hole in my head.
I wish ESPN would sink their time and effort and promotional machine into programs that actually are good, not the ones that they want to be good, that have been good in the past, that have stunk for years.
Tar Heel Greg tweets us at ESPN Upstate. I'm not a Michigan fan. Matter of fact, can't stand them, but I don't know what Michigan is back from. Harbaugh has won 10 games three times in 4 years at Michigan. His worst season, he won 8. Florida State and Southern Cal, in my opinion, have the wrong coaches. Urban Meyer will rescue the Trojans. FSU question mark.
Okay, well, we need to clearly define what we mean by back. Is that being in a New Year's Six and or the playoff for...
Playoff contention.
Play for okay.
Playoff
but contention. I would say being in a New Year's Six at least means you were in the conversation. Sometimes on the edge, sometimes you are deep into the conversation, sometimes you're on the edge.
Here's what's separating Michigan from being between the New Year's Six and being a playoff contender. You know exactly what it is. Beating Ohio State. So they're always going to have a ceiling between the New Year's Six and the playoff until they beat Ohio State. So I don't think those two are on a level peg for them specifically because they have such a very clear and visible barrier to getting to the playoff, and that is Harbaugh's inability to beat Ohio State. And I'm sorry, you're not gonna get to the playoff if you don't beat Ohio State. You're just not. They own Harbaugh. They own mental real estate on Harbaugh. So no, Michigan is not back just because they win 10 games. Ohio State owns you, much like I owned Baker Mayfield at the top of this hour. Owns. Who owns the Chiefs? Owns. Doesn't necessarily stand the reason that that's something that can happen, at least in my mind. 844-GSP, ESPN, the phone number, text line 71307. I still want to know why the texter from the 262 says about the uniforms. That to me is a confusing and confounding tweet. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Braves, a little on USC as they get ready for Georgia. But coming up next, I had a bit of a confrontation last year at the event known as ACC Operation Basketball with regards to Mike Krzyzewski's responsibility to make sure that everyone kind of plays from the same deck of cards in college basketball. Well, Coach K came out today in support of the most controversial stance that is being bellied about when it comes to college athletes and what exactly they should be allowed to earn. I'm fascinated by the juxtaposition of his comments last year and what he said today at the same event. We'll explain when we return. Willie P and Diesel here with you on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is ESPN Upstate, ESPNUpstate.com, radio.com app. If you missed it earlier, why we were talking about Gandhi so much, it was a quote from Dabo Swinney's press conference that was referenced between Dabo, myself, Matt Connolly, Diesel. Very, very hilarious exchange that took place. If you missed it, it is on our Twitter at ESPN Upstate in case you missed it. So last year, I've talked to you about this. Last year at the ACC Operation Basketball, which I will add was about 2 weeks later in the calendar than it was this year. I don't know if it's because they've moved the schedule back as much as they have or what or how that played out. But the issue involving name, image, and likeness, or just player benefits overall, is something that, quite honestly, needed to come more from the coaches than it needed. We did not have a strong enough person in the game to come out and actually affect the kind of change that I believe needed to happen when it came to college athletics. So last year, the tenor of that event at ACC basketball was centered around the FBI probe into the improprieties of college basketball and the trials going on in New York. And right before Coach K stepped to the podium, there was a ruling, or one of the rulings came out on that day, basically involving the major bag man from Adidas, TJ Gasnola, Merle Code, and all those guys. Basically, their guilty sentence came out, or their guilty verdict came out, I should say, not sentence. And Coach K basically was speaking at a breakout session there in Charlotte last year. It was on the 24th of October. And he was asked a couple of questions about it. He's like, I just saw it, or whatever, whatever. So I asked Coach K this particular question. I said, Mike, because I don't believe in calling a grown man coach. Don't care if it's Vince Dooley. Don't care if it's Mike Krzyzewski. Don't care if it's Dabo Swinney. Don't care if it's Will Muschamp. I call grown men by their first name. I said, Mike, as somebody who is the world's foremost and most visible ambassador for amateur basketball, shouldn't you have a personal and vested interest in making sure that this sport is not only arbitrated fairly, but also giving every particular entity a fair shake to compete on the same level when it comes to recruiting and what each program can offer? His response was a little flippant and, quite honestly, a little too much past the buck for my taste.
Who runs college basketball? Can you tell me? Mark Emmert doesn't run college basketball. You know, Mark Emmert is the president of the NCAA. Yeah. So there, you can't give me a name.
True.
And that's a problem because there's no pinpoint responsibility, there's no leadership, so it's run by committee. And so you can't have a $1 billion industry run by committee and have it keep up to date with all the things that can occur within that industry.
Now, I didn't have, and I left out the little back and forth discussion between he and I because we went back and forth and said, well, is it Mark Emmert? Is it Dan Gavitt, the man who administers the NCAA tournament? I left that part out because I wanted to at least keep the integrity of the audio and his comments solely in there. But again, the best answer to the question, who runs college basketball? It's not Mark Emmert. It's not Dan Gavitt. It's you, Mike, Coach K, if I can be so respectful to say. You run college basketball. Because guess what? Coach K put out a statement today in support of the Fair Pay to Play Act. Didn't necessarily comment verbally, did so via a written statement today in Charlotte at the same event where he and I had this long back and forth, grandstanding, 30-minute, evasive, garbage-toned discussion about the current state of college athletics at that time. This is what he said today. The Fair Pay to Play Act that was recently signed into law in California will likely lead to far-reaching change. We've already seen similar bills introduced in several states. I don't and won't pretend to understand all the complexities of such a change. However, it is a sign of the times that we in college athletics must continually adapt, albeit in a sensible manner. While we've made significant progress in recent years, we have not always responded to the needs and rights of our players swiftly, and frankly, we're playing catch-up after years of stagnant rules. I hope and trust that not only will there be a plan to put the student-athletes' best interests at the forefront, but that we'll also have a firm plan for implementation at the national level. College athletics provides an amazing option for hundreds of thousands of talented men and women who choose to attend institutions across the country. We must adapt to ensure it stays that way. Signed, Mike Krzyzewski, Duke University head basketball coach. It was so simple to say that. Why didn't you say that to me last year, Mike?
Because it wasn't a nationwide conversation at the time.
But guess what? The pay for play and the impermissible benefits that allegedly went on with the recruitment of Zion, Cam Reddish, and RJ Barrett, it's the same issue. Why did those three players want to go to Duke? It wasn't because they loved to be in Durham. It's because there was obviously something going on, whether it was tangible or not, that forced them to go there. I'm not saying that Coach K cheated. I'm not saying that Coach K got them there illegally. But when you had Kansas have text messages that were subpoenaed for and talked about in federal court from an assistant there and Bill Self saying, oh, by the way, we can get Zion here if we get a job for his dad and a particular monetary payment that was never disclosed. If we can make this happen at Kansas, am I to be so naive to believe that he went to Duke for zero? Come on, man. And again, I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying, to use something out of my mother's lexicon, my stupid light is not on, Mike. Now, maybe he doesn't touch the money. Maybe he doesn't know. Maybe there's some sort of underground situation like John Wooden used to have with a bag man like Mr. Crumb. Maybe there's a situation where they provide them with certain things that they wouldn't get elsewhere, like from Nike. Like, how in the world did Zion get a custom-made shoe right away from Nike? Because that's Duke. Don't tell me Duke doesn't live a charmed life when it comes to its ability to get things that other schools can't have, or give its athletes things that other places can't give basketball players. Read my lips. I'm not accusing Mike Krzyzewski of wrongdoing. But the fact that you were so evasive and blamed everything on the lack of an institutional body inside college athletics speaks to the very negligence that you just talked about in this statement. So which one is it, Mike? Are we taking the right steps now by actually giving these players something that they should have been theirs? Or are we still dealing with an entity in the NCAA that does not have the ability to govern itself? Do you see what I'm saying with the incongruous nature of these two statements? Play it again. This is Mike Krzyzewski last year when I said, do you have a vested interest in making sure that this sport is handled fairly.
Who runs college basketball? Can you tell me? Mark Emmert doesn't run college basketball. You know, Mark Emmert is the president of the NCAA.
Yeah.
So there, you can't give me a name.
True.
And that's a problem because there's no pinpoint responsibility. There's no leadership. So it's run by committee. And so you can't have a $1 billion industry run by committee and have it keep up to date with all the things that can occur within that industry.
Then Mike Krzyzewski this year. We need to stay current with what's happening. I'm glad the law in California was passed because it pushes the envelope. It pushes the issue. We've had our head in the sand a lot for college. We're not good game planners for the future. We're reactionary. We don't set the pace. I'm really happy this is happening. I don't think our coaches association is very strong right now. Here's my point, Mike. You are the most powerful name, the most powerful face. When you say things, things get done. This is your responsibility. If you want it to be so, guess what? It will be so. You run college basketball, Mike Krzyzewski. If you want there to be name, image, and likeness payments in the NCAA, you need to call up that brainless dummy, Mark Emmert, and actually say something to him. How many conversations has Mike Krzyzewski had with Mark Emmert, do you think? Other than receiving the national championship trophy from him in Indianapolis or wherever the heck they win it. How many conversations do you think they've had? You don't get to call out Mark Emmert and Dan Gavitt and the brainless baloney that sits inside the palatial estates of the NCAA offices in Indianapolis unless you take responsibility yourself. You, the coaches, need to take responsibility because it is you who come out and actually have to live out these improprieties. Am I making any sense? It's something that is your responsibility. If it's not working, fix it. You can't hide behind the improprieties of the NCAA forever. Do what's right for the athletes.
On the flip side, think about how the optics of Mike Krzyzewski and half dozen to a dozen of the most powerful coaches in college basketball. If they got together and had what message boards and posters love to call airport meetings about this event or about this opportunity, would it not appear to be powerful coaches, the most powerful coaches in the sport, attempting to tamper and make things easier for them?
Well, the problem is it's not universal. Mark Few of Gonzaga came out today at a similar event for his conference and basically say, he said this about Gavin Newsom. He said he should probably stay in his lane, like I tell my players, and figure out homelessness. I think he's got a state that borders Mexico and get that mess figured out. Really? That's where you went? That's where you went, Mark Few? Come on, man.
I'm not saying that occurrence of 10 to 15 of the best coaches in college basketball getting together and trying to force that change wouldn't be a positive step in the right direction. I'm talking about especially a year ago.
Right.
When this conversation, this wasn't real. There was no law in California to give this any teeth. At the time, it would have appeared that the most powerful coaches in basketball wanted an additional leg up on everyone else. But now they actually have something to grab a hold of because California has already passed a law. Half dozen other states have introduced similar legislation, and even the distinguished congressman or senator or whoever he is from Ohio has introduced the bill on a federal level. Now, what I would like to hear is somebody who has some form of authority offer up some sort of solution that actually appears measured in the face of this wide uncertainty that we have of where is this going to go? Because I read message boards. I watch television and watch the pundits talk about it. They're going wild with their predictions of what's going to happen if this sort of legislation is passed. It's, oh my God, running back at Southern Cal is going to get 10 grand because some really rich donor is going to come in and buy up 1,000 of his jerseys and he's going to get a commission off all those jerseys. So why not present a more measured alternative that appears to be relatively even across the board? Come in and say something that reins in all these doomsdayers who say, oh my God, the sport as we know it is going to fall apart.
But here's a problem. You have no leadership. That's what Mike Krzyzewski is saying. You have no leadership. Here's the problem. He's also passing the buck because he doesn't want to be the guy to come out and say something. Yet, I think he should say something, again, more along the lines of what he said in his statement. And if the NABC is weak in your mind, take charge. I don't think he understands how much power he has. He is the most powerful head coach of any sport. He's more powerful than Saban is for football. I would argue more powerful than Dabo is for football, more powerful than the guy at Florida State was for baseball. He's more powerful than anybody. I've been getting a lot of people who are tweeting and texting saying that I'm being too loud. Was I being too loud? One guy said, offering a little feedback, the dude yelling on your station made me change the channel. Problem is, the man who signs my invoice likes when I yell. The man who signs my checks likes when I yell. Sorry about it. Text from the 864. Hey, man, you're yelling a little too much. My car speakers can't handle it. Do we have a car speaker endorsement we can get for this gentleman? Can we get this man a sub or something? Relax, folks. They get a little heated. But here's the thing. Mike Krzyzewski, don't pass the buck anymore. Signed, Will Polajic. 844-GSP ESPN, the phone number, text line 71307. We'll hear from Will Muschamp and how he thinks this particular game plan and what he saw against Kentucky could behoove them going into Sanford Stadium between the hedges. That's next on ESPN Upstate. ESPN is the phone number. Text line 71307.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Not yelling anymore, okay? Easy, Sally. Again, the man who signs the checks likes when I get a little hyped. 844-GSB ESPN, the fun number. Let's go to Brian, who's on the line, wants to talk about the NLI debate. Or is it NLI? It's name, image, and likeness. So NIL debate. What's going on, Brian? How are you? You're on ESPN Upstate.
I'm good. How are you guys?
What's up?
I can't believe that anybody that really loves college football thinks that this whole thing is a good idea. I'd love for somebody to explain me how this scenario will not happen. Let's say they make it legal everywhere for a player to make money off his name and likeness. What's the stop? Let's say Texas A&M, for example, that basically has unlimited booster money. What's to stop a guy? Let's say a booster owns 5 car dealerships. What's to stop him from telling the number one recruit in the country, look, you come to Texas A&M, I'm going to let you do 1 commercial for my car dealership per year. I'm going to pay you $200,000 a year. The 5 richest schools in the country will have every single good player out of high school. It will completely, in the flash of a pan, it will ruin college football. And you can forget about Clemson because they only have, 16,000 to 19,000 students? They don't have the alumni base to compete with that kind of thing. So I can't believe that anybody would think this was a good idea. It just blows my mind.
Brian, let me ask you this. Do you think the number that the student athletes should get on their name, image, likeness is greater than zero?
Well, here's the thing.
Answer the question. Answer the question. Do you think the number is greater than zero?
I think they should be happy with what they're getting right now.
No, for what reason?
Okay, I can explain it if you'll let me talk 1 second.
Uh-huh.
See, most people think that it's just a scholarship. They're thinking so narrow-mindedly. It's not a scholarship. These guys aren't going to college if they don't play ball. Every dollar that kid makes the rest of his life because of that college degree was part of that scholarship.
No.
These are not $200,000 scholarships. These are millions and millions of dollar scholarships. The kid's not going to make that money. He is not going to college. Those 5-star athletes are not going to college and getting an education if they don't play sports.
And if
they're not going to get those good jobs out of college. All that money is because of that scholarship, all of it.
No, Brian, what about the player who doesn't value that degree or would not have that degree if he wasn't able to play football? There are plenty of those guys who either don't go pro and wouldn't have been there if not for that particular college scholarship that get their degree and still don't do anything with it.
That's their responsibility. Look, if they don't do anything with the degree, that's their own fault. I mean, take a little accountability in your actions, but please explain to me how boosters will not get involved
because
if they become able.
Because they don't come because they football. Because Brian, because they don't come to play school. They don't come to play school. They come to play football.
Fine, but how is that going to keep a booster from paying them that kind of money when they make it legal?
You're naive if you don't think that this stuff isn't already happening. You're naive if you don't think this stuff isn't already happening.
Right. Not to that degree, though. See, there's a difference. If you pay a guy $200,000 a year to do a car commercial, now all of a sudden he's got access to all that money. Even if they're giving him a little bit under the table now, they can't be driving around campus in a BMW with necklaces. I mean, it would draw too much attention, and they would be found out. When that happens, it's going to be the wild, wild west of college football, period.
I think it's already that. I mean, Brian, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for listening. We see you're not going to convince me that you're completely off the reservation when it comes to this issue. This is money that is deserved for them. And here's the thing. The fact that you have people who would want to do that shows you that this is something that should be a part of the legislation. The fact that you have that, the fact that you have people who want to do that, tells me everything I need to know about whether or not this should be a part of the legislation. And no, a college scholarship is not something that is equal to every person. It's just not. Josh Belk eschewed a college scholarship because he wanted to go home because that was the best way he felt like he could make money for his family.
You know, there's a lot of people out there, and I was one of them initially until we really started examining this issue. There's a lot of people out there, like the last caller, who will say, all right, well, you went to college. You squandered your opportunity at a high-quality education. If you do that, tough noogies. You got nothing for the rest of your life. Now, you talk about that as if they put every athlete through the chemistry department.
They don't.
Or through high-end degree programs where they could make a lot of money, those who don't go play professional ball. But there are a lot of athletes who are put through the system for the sole purpose of athletic eligibility.
Mm-hmm.
They're put through athletic eligibility courses. They're put through underwater basket weaving. They're put through African American studies. And these guys have been done a disservice by their university, whose sole purpose is to put them on the field.
They're not putting them in these particular scholarship courses to turn them into Rhodes Scholars. Put it that way. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Let's go to Connor, who's on the line. And Connor, you're on ESPN Upstate.
Hey, guys. So I'm a former Power 5 scholarship football player, and I knew I wasn't going pro, but the education to me was important. And I do think that you asked that last caller if the players, if the sum should be greater than zero for money they should make on their image and likeness. And I do think it should be, but I do think there needs to be some sort of standard. And I think that you need to stiffen the penalties for the under the table stuff. There
Absolutely. Totally agreed.
So that's how I feel about it. I mean, you do get a lot of free stuff as an athlete. You get, you know, tons of clothes and shoes and all sorts of cool Under Armour gear and all that. But, you know, you are broke. You don't have money. You can't go, you know, party with the people. You can't have a job when you're on scholarship. You can't go be a bartender at 21 or serve tables because you can't have that job because you don't have the time.
Appreciate the call, Connor. Thank you so much. All very, very valid points. We don't have time to get to everybody, but if you're on hold, we'll get to you, and we'll continue this discussion after the top of the hour, because I do think that this is an issue. I have my reservations on it when it comes to allowing unlimited particular resources, but I do think that the answer and the sum should be greater than zero amongst those who are involved. 844-GSP-ESPN is the phone number. Text line 71307. You're listening to Straight Up with Sturridge on ESPN Upstate. Sports, a very non-sports story that'll make you smile and smirk. This is a very interesting story. It is off of the Florida versus Ohio particular situation. A woman at 2:25 in the morning was riding a cycle, or riding a bike, rather, without their light on. Well, it caused the woman to be pulled over by a cop. And oh, by the way, the deputy stopped the woman in the 700 block of 11th Street in Vero Beach, Florida, after spotting her on the bike without lights. She had a screwdriver in her front pocket and a crack pipe in her unmentionable area. Not good. Not good. The hindquarters, if you will. The arresting officer conducted the traffic stop, attempted to touch the area where he felt an item. And oh, by the way, that item happened to be a crack pipe. The non-sports story of the day that'll make you smile and smirk. Basically, a lesson in why you don't ride your bike at 2:25 in the morning without its lights. Tony, John, and Brian, we are going to get to you right off the top of the hour. We'll continue the discussion on name, image, and likeness. Got some people fired up. The number is greater than zero, folks. It just has to be. And I'll tell you why when we come back on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.